So, Allie, when people think of radio, they don't necessarily think of it as something that young kids get excited about. So, what's been your experience with these kids throughout the project? Were they interested in radio at the beginning, and did that change as time went on?
Yeah, and they're not interested in it in the way that you might think. I mean, when they first come in, they're excited just about like speaking into a microphone and hearing their own voice come back to them in the earphones and,
Right.
you know, making weird noises and, you know, playing with the cords and jumping around the studio.
Pressing
But
buttons.
yeah, pressing buttons is really exciting. But as the project goes on, I think that they get excited about the material that they're actually putting out there and the discoveries that they're making in the community with this project, anyway. They start out kind of going into the interviews unprepared, not really ready for an interview. And then by the end of it, they've completely researched it. They have great questions lined up and they're serious about it.
These kids are getting pretty hands-on experience in radio production, you know, that most of us don't have the chance to get until much later, if at all. So, to you, what's the value there, and have these kids seemed generally interested in learning these skills?
Yeah, they do, and they're naturally good at them too. They pick them up a lot faster than adults do, generally. They don't seem like they're paying any attention when you're teaching them these things, and you think, are they absorbing any of this? But the next time that you put them on the mic, they know what they're doing. So that's pretty remarkable.
You and I have talked before about how sometimes these kids are frankly just better reporters than adults. So what do you think makes these kids' interviews so intriguing?
I think that they ask the questions that most adults are wondering but afraid to ask. I think that when people are describing something like, for instance, how solar panels work, how solar thermal energy actually works, you know, these kids will get the person they're talking to explain it like they're talking to a child, which most people really, that's about where their knowledge is at the same level as as a child.
Right.
So when you get someone to break it down for you and even talk about more of the emotional aspects of an issue, you know, like kids will come right out and say, why do you like this? Why is this important to you? What makes this hard? What makes this sad? Why are you scared? They tend to go for the emotional content of the situation that they're exploring. I think more people can relate to that. All of a sudden, there's a real human element that might be missing from the way that adults like to talk to each other.
So I hate to put you on the spot, and you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, of course, but what's been your favorite moment so far working on this project? And not necessarily, you know, a clip from an interview that one of the kids did, but just your a favorite moment that stood out to you.
I think this year the energy reports, it wasn't my favorite necessarily, but it was the most surprising to me because you had two kids. One of them was a proponent of alternative energy. That's Eden Clearwater, who's been living off the grid most of his life. And then we had Christina Rankin, who was also an energy reporter whose father is a coal miner. And both of them went to these interviews with completely open minds and made real discoveries. It surprised me how well they really understood those issues from the point of view that I wish a lot of adults would look at it and be a little bit more attuned to the fact that there's real people involved in those industries, real families.
KVNF's programming director, Allie Lightfoot, the force behind our Pass the Mic Youth Reporting Project. Thanks for joining me, Allie.
You're welcome. Thank you, Travis.